This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Thank you for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff. Your call is very important to us. Unfortunately, Janelle and Chris are currently helping other clients. If you would please leave your name and the retail-related issue, one of our highly unqualified therapists will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you again for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff, where we understand that sometimes customers suck.
All right, and we are back with another episode of Retail Therapy and Stuff. I'm Janelle.
And I'm Chris.
And we are so happy to be back with you today. How are you, Chris?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I am awesome.
That's great. That is great. That is great. So what are we talking about today?
Today, we are going to have a session where we discuss thieves and thievery amongst the retail environment.
I hate thieves.
Me too. I don't think anybody particularly loves them, but they do make some very interesting stories.
They do. They really do.
People
really
can be very creative, and people can be very stupid.
And you know what I found? You cannot stereotype. Like when you start in retail, they tell you that.
Yeah.
Anybody can be a thief. You have to watch everybody. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true.
It is.
Like, I have seen every manner of person.
I have.
Steal.
Yes.
Every manner of person.
And then you have what I always find funny, too, is when people aren't thieves, but
right.
People perceive them to be. Like, every time a woman walks in with a very large purse.
Yeah, she's stuffing it.
Yeah, that's what they think. And sometimes, no, that's a stylish purse.
Right.
And she wants to have a stylish purse.
Exactly.
But exactly. I've always thought that was funny. We had an LP once, a loss prevention manager, who every time a woman came in with a large purse, he would call and be like, "You got somebody on one of your aisles. She has a really big purse." And I'd be like, "Okay, is she stealing something?" "I think so." I'm like, "No, she's got a toy poodle in there too."
Exactly.
I don't think anything's gonna fit in there with the dog, but okay.
That's funny. That's funny. And at our store, it's usually the young kids with their pants down below their butts.
Right.
Every time they come in, we get a call over the radio saying, mm-hmm. "Oh, you got to watch those kids. They look suspicious."
Yeah.
They went to the drink bar and came straight to the counter.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
They're
fine. Do they need to pull their pants up? Absolutely.
Yes.
That is a terrible look. That is a fashion crime. But it is not a theft issue.
I would imagine it would be very hard to hide something in pants that aren't securely suspended.
You can't put anything in those pockets.
Yeah.
Like a quarter. If you were to put another quarter in their pockets, they'd fall down around their ankles.
Yeah.
And that would be the new cool thing. Walking around with your pants around your ankles.
Right. But sometimes people are thieves.
They are.
More often than not. It's one of the things you know people steal, but until you've actually worked in retail, you don't see how bizarre the whole thing is. Like, some people make their whole living off stealing stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And some people try, but fail miserably.
They're terrible at it.
Yeah. I think probably people working on the returns desk would tell you way more horrific stories than I have. I've not spent a good chunk of time on a returns desk, but I have seen some of the stuff that comes back.
Right.
And I have heard some of the stories.
That has to be a session.
Right.
The returns desk.
Yes.
We, that needs to be a session.
Yes.
We'll have our secretary, Amy, write that down. Amy, take that down for us. So Amy's writing that down as we speak. Returns. I hate returns.
Yes.
I don't know a place that doesn't hate returns.
No.
They should all be outlawed.
Some places try to get really tough with it. I don't know it right now, but I know Target for a while tried to get real hardcore with the returns.
Right.
Like, if you didn't have a receipt, it wasn't coming back.
Exactly.
Now, at one of the stores I have worked for, not Target, but one of the home improvement stores, I think this is one of my favorite return thievery stories. I was up at the returns desk getting my returns, and another associate from an electrical department came up and sees her cart, and it's got a big box in it with 24 of those mason jars, like those canning jars.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And she says to the returns cashier, "What is this?" And she says, "Well, those are your returns." And she says, "I don't sell mason jars. We don't even sell them at this store. How did somebody return these?" And the gal says, "Well, they're not mason jars. They're globes for light fixtures."
Right.
Now, the odd part of this is there are light fixtures out there that
look like mason jars.
But these were not light fixtures. These were straight up like somebody went to like Walmart and bought a 24 thing of mason jars for like probably $10. Went back to the electrical department, took a $8 tag off of a globe, put it on one of the mason jars, brought it up to the front, and this cashier took back every single one of those mason jars for like $8.
Wow.
And I remember this like it happened yesterday. The electrical, this gal, it's an older gal, and she was always really kind of quiet, but she could be a little feisty. And she picked one up and she said, "Does this look like a light fixture to you?" And the, you know, this like 18-year-old girl working returns is like, "I don't know." And she's like, "Tell me again. Does this look like a light fixture?" And she's like, "I mean, it could be." And she went, "No, the right answer is it is not a light fixture. It is for jams and preserves." And she picked one up and she threw it in the garbage. And it broke, like you heard it break in the garbage can. And she said, "I don't care what you do with the rest of them, but they aren't going to my department." And she picked them up and slammed them on the desk. And I was up there like, holy crap.
That's funny.
But somebody actually, you know, and that's a big thing is the tag changing.
Yeah.
Like somebody just went and ripped a tag off of a totally different product and stuck it on something that was not even remotely close.
Nope.
But took a chance that this cashier isn't going to know what
she
they're
may
returning.
Not pay attention.
And she
I'll
didn't.
Take advantage of that. So I had one. A lady came in and purchased a brand new nail gun, roofing nail gun for her boyfriend. She brings it back 3 days later, and it is scratched up, and it's got the rust starting in it.
Mm.
And she has her receipt from 3 days ago. And I said, "Ma'am, this isn't the nail gun," because I was the department manager over tools, and I had to verify the tool returns. I said, "Ma'am, this is the model, but this isn't the gun you bought 3 days ago." "Oh, yes, it is. My boyfriend's a roofer. He works really hard." "I understand that, but he doesn't work hard enough to break the space-time continuum and start rust forming in your nail gun in 3 days. That just doesn't happen." "Oh, my boyfriend works really hard. Are you telling me my boyfriend doesn't work hard?" "No, ma'am, I'm sure he does. This beat-up nail gun is proof that he works hard. But this isn't the gun that you bought on Friday."
Yeah.
So I refused the exchange.
Yes.
And she went to management. "This man's calling me a liar and saying my boyfriend doesn't work hard and blah, 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 blah." You can look at the gun. It's not 3 days old.
Mm-hmm.
It's much, much older than that.
Right.
And I had to apologize to her.
Management
made me apologize to her and exchange her gun. I took the old nail gun back, gave her her money back. So her boyfriend got a free nail gun.
Wow.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you had to apologize.
I had to apologize.
Total crap.
Listen, if you trust me enough to make me a manager, then trust my decision-making abilities.
Right.
If you want to go over my head, that's fine. But don't do that.
Don't degrade your associates by making them apologize. Especially when you know that, like, they're not stupid. They know this woman stole it or was trying to return a used one. But all they
Everybody
have to say
knew.
Is, you know, if they don't want to deal with her, "Ma'am, I'm very sorry. We'll do the exchange." And then go to you and say, "Look, I took care of it just because she was being a butt."
Yeah. Right. And just say, "Listen, Chris, I know she was stealing. You know she was stealing. The company doesn't care."
Right.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If that's the company's position, then I will follow in line with that. But don't make me apologize.
No.
Where's my authority now? I have no don't even call me to come check the returns.
Yeah,
now.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
They used to do that when I worked in the home decor department, and we were not supposed to take back blinds that had been cut. And it wasn't that we were taking back cut blinds, is that we were taking back blinds that were obviously like
the old blinds,
10 years old in a smoker's home, like yellow and nasty. And they would call me, hey, can we take these back? They said they cut it to the wrong size. And I'd go up there and be like, this is not even, this box says a 30-inch faux wood blind, and this is like a $3 vinyl shade.
From Walmart.
Right. No, I can't take it back. And management would come behind me. Oh, nope, just take it. Just make the customer happy. No, they're not a customer.
Exactly.
They're not. They're not a customer. They're just stealing our money. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That's crazy. I had a bunch of stories like that where people would just come in and you know they're stealing.
Yeah.
You know it, but you can't say anything to them.
Right.
Like in the training when you first started and they tell you not to pursue a shoplifter, they said that a kid was caught stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And security chased him out the building. He ran out into the highway, got hit by a car, and died.
What?
Yeah. This was the story that they told us. And the family sued and won.
Is that a true story?
They said it was. Amy, Google that story so that we have it next time to know if it's true or not. But I just, what kind of society do we live? The guy was stealing.
Yeah.
And running to avoid getting caught because he was stealing and died. That is terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible. But how do you get to sue and win?
Right.
Because I don't, that confuses me.
Times are very weird now with, like, you know, they do tell employees don't chase anyone, don't confront anyone because of safety.
Yeah.
But this was 10 plus years ago. I remember the loss prevention associates could approach someone. They could confiscate what they had. They had the authority to take them back into an office and call the police and all this. And I remember, we had this one gal who worked loss prevention, and I remember this guy was stealing a bunch of like saw blades or something, and she saw him stealing and she started to approach him, and he knew she was the loss prevention officer at that time, and he ran out of the store. And she ran out of the store after him. And on the side of the store, there was a very kind of a steep hill with a road up there. And the guy ran up the hill, and there was a guy parked in a truck. And he ran up the hill to this truck to get in it. And when he was running up the hill, his hat came off of his head and blew back down into the parking lot. Now, she could not pursue anyone outside of the parking lot.
Right.
So she ran to the edge of the hill, picked up his hat, and starts screaming, I got your hat! I got your hat! You have the balls! Come back and get it! I got your hat! I'll have it for you next time you're in here! I got your hat! I got your hat! And this guy's like throwing stuff in the truck, and he jumps in, and they take off, and she comes back in, and she says, I didn't get the saw blades, but I got his hat. And I was like, well,
we're even.
I mean, he can probably afford to buy a new hat now because he just bought, you know, stole $400 worth of saw blades.
Exactly. But
he might come back for that hat. Yes, that's a goal now.
When I was at the big box retail home improvement store, tape measures were the big ticket item to steal. We had a guy that stole an entire, like, wash bucket full of tape measures.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And at our store, there was a lifetime guarantee on tape measures.
Yeah.
So they would steal a bunch of tape measures, take them to different job sites, sell them, take all the old tape measures from the job site and bring them back.
Right.
Then get new tape measures for those old tape measures.
Oh.
So they were like doubling and tripling their money on these tape measures. It was crazy. It happened almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have to cycle count tape measures twice a week.
Wow.
And they were walking out the door.
Oh,
I mean, they were literally walking right out the door.
Yeah.
But now, you can't say anything.
That's the thing. Like, then they really, I don't know how all companies are. I imagine most of them are the same now, where they don't want you. They say, don't confront somebody, but provide them with excellent customer service, and they'll get spooked and they'll leave.
No, they don't.
No, not the professionals.
Not the professionals.
Because I can remember going back to people with big purses, there were two ladies who came in to the plumbing department, and this was a couple years ago when copper was the big thing. Everybody was stealing copper. And they were just picking up boxes of copper fittings, dumping the copper into their purses, and then putting the empty box back on the shelf.
Well, at least they weren't throwing it in the floor.
Right. And they would tell us, just provide them excellent customer service. You can't stop them. You can't confront them. You know, but just provide them excellent customer service. So the LP would call me, hey, you got these ladies on your aisle. Go check them out. And I'd go over there. Do you ladies need anything? And I remember one of them looked right at me while she was dumping a box of fittings and went, nope, we're fine.
We got it. If you want to throw these boxes out, that'd be great. Yeah.
And I said, okay. And like I walked away and the LP came to me and she was like, why didn't you stand over on that aisle? Why didn't you wait with them? Why?
What do you want me to do?
They did not care that I was standing there. Like they knew that I could not touch them.
Right.
So what do you want me to do?
She's got the onions not to hide.
Right.
What do you want me to do? There was a couple that came into the store, two guys, which I don't have a problem with that. Anyway, these two guys would come into the store, and they would steal hardware stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the one guy, I don't know how to say this. I guess he was the man of it. Like he was the more masculine of the two. Would come in and he would start up a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy had their little adopted children and they would go down the aisle and they would just pick stuff up and put it in the baby stroller.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw them. They bought some doorknobs, went home, installed the new doorknobs, brought all of the old doorknobs back and returned them.
Was this the same store you and I worked at together?
Yes. You know exactly.
I know exactly.
You know exactly
who
I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
You know exactly
who
I'm talking about.
They're a herd of adopted children.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they used to rob hardware.
Oh man,
blind.
And they would come in and they would buy clearance stuff.
Yeah.
And then they would call back and they'd have it delivered and they'd call back and say, "This is damaged. I didn't realize it was damaged."
Right.
And instead of somebody having the balls to say, well, you bought a clearance scratch and dent unit, they'd say, oh, we're so sorry. Let me discount that by $100 for you.
Exactly.
What? No.
That, or they'd give them a brand new one.
Yeah.
Because I worked in delivery, and I've taken them some brand new stuff.
Yeah.
And taken back some old beat up stuff.
Yeah. I told an assistant manager, they told me to go help them, and I said, I won't, because not only did I know they were thieves, but one of them was a little belligerent.
Right.
And I didn't like the way he spoke to me. So I was like, I'm not going over there. Right. He's like, you can't refuse a customer service. I said, he's not a customer.
Exactly.
Like,
he's a thief. They gave them, listen to this story. Now, they were doing some work at the house. They're clearly renovating the house. They made a mess.
Mm-hmm.
They made a huge mess.
Yeah.
And did not have a wet dry vac to clean up the mess. Came to the store and said that because of the faulty stuff that we sold them, their house is in shambles and they need a wet dry vac. So our manager gave them like not a little cheap one.
Yeah.
Like one of the, and not even because you know we had those that we used to clean the store.
Yeah.
Not even saying here, use one of the used ones to clean your mess. No, they gave him one of the nice $200
of course we did.
Shop vacs.
And their excuse was, well, they shop here all the time. Yeah, but they don't spend any money.
They don't.
Like, they don't shop here. They're in here
a
lot. But
exactly.
They don't spend any money.
It's like when I go to my mom's house.
Right.
I'm stealing food out of my mom's refrigerator as soon as I get there, and she just knows it. She just accepts it. Like, I'm going to take two cans of soda and a pack of crackers, some cookies, and whatever leftover meat they have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it when I go. And that's, I go to my mom's house 4 times a week for that exact reason.
There you go.
And that's why that couple comes in our store, because they know it's like my mom's refrigerator. Take whatever you want, sweetheart.
Right.
Just don't tell your dad. Right?
And then you get the people that are, you can tell, are kind of new to the game, that are skittish, and they're kind of funny. Now, in our store, the big thing is to call if you know somebody's stealing. They call like every associate on that half of the building.
Right.
And, oh, go watch them. Go watch them. So there was like four or five associates watching this one guy down one of the aisles. And I worked in that department. Nobody called me and told me he was over there. But I see all these like associates standing by the exit door. I'm like, what are they doing? And I come down the aisle, and there's a guy standing there, and he's looking at rugs. And I said, sir, can I help you find anything? And he turned around, and he clearly had something in his hand, and then he had a floor rug, like a small rug, draped over his arms. So he's holding his arms out, and there's a rug draped over them. And clearly, like I said, clearly something in his hands. And he looks at me and he says, no. I already told y'all I don't need any help. No. I said, oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm still in here. Yeah. And you're interrupting me.
He said, I don't know why there's all these people on this side of the building. Don't you have any customers over there? I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, I told you no. I said, okay. And I walked away, and I get to the end of the aisle, and I'm like, are we all watching him steal something? And my manager was like, yep, we're just standing here. I said, okay, well, I'm going to go over here and actually do some work.
Yeah, if you guys have it covered.
Yeah, I mean, there's like four of you. But this guy was like panicking. So he comes around the next aisle, and I was walking that way. Now, not following him, but I came around the next aisle as he was coming around the aisle, and I said, because it's just a habit. You say, hi, right. How are you to everybody?
Exactly.
I said, hi. He said, I told you no. And he picked up, I don't know what he had, but he wrapped something in the rug and he like threw the rug down, went, I'm not shopping here anymore. And he walked out of the store. My manager was like, good job, good job. And it was like a tool, like some screw sets or something rug. But I was like, I didn't do it on purpose. Like,
right.
It just came out. Like, I was going to ignore him. But I told you no.
That's funny. And I'd have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you crazy kids.
Right.
That's funny. Man, I've hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, I guess, over my 10, 15 years, I've seen far too many.
Yeah.
But you guys, listen, write in with some of your good thief stories, whether you stopped them or you just saw them or whatever it is. Write in. We want to hear some more of these stories and get them out there for you.
Yeah. Actually, at the store I just came from, I remember there was a gal who everybody knew she was stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And she went into the bathroom with a DeWalt drill. And she was trying to, unpack it in a stall. And our loss prevention manager stood outside the bathroom. And she just kind of leaned her head in and she said, I saw what you took in there. And I'm waiting for you. And the girl, dropped the DeWalt, left everything in the bathroom and, bolted out of the store. Not knowing that this lady, she couldn't actually go in there after her.
Right.
She couldn't actually take it from her. And she couldn't direct the comment at her specifically. That's right. Why she said it just to the restroom.
Air. Right.
But it was enough to scare her. And she dropped it and ran out. And she was like, yep, I got her. I was like, okay, until she figures out that you can't do anything.
Right. She'll try again.
I've seen things stuffed in boxes and bags and stuff ripped open and something totally different put in its place.
Right.
Back when I saw the LPs could actually make arrests and detentions and things like that, I remember this lady got detained and she used to come in with her kids.
Yeah.
And she'd have one of them. It was always made me so angry.
Right.
I couldn't even feel bad for her because they always looked clean and taken care of, and, you know. So this wasn't like a woman trying to feed her children. But she would come in and the kids would have toys and, backpacks and stuff, and she would put stuff in their backpacks. And I remember she got detained once, and they had to call, Child Protective Services.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
To come get the kids because she was being arrested, and she had a bunch of stuff in their backpacks. And I was like, that's just...
That's awful.
It's horrible.
That's awful. I saw it was a grocery store. I wasn't working there. I was a customer. My wife is inside. I'm in the car listening to the radio. The police pull up. Two cars. They go in, and a manager walks out with a guy, and he starts taking meat out of his pants. And the manager has a basket, and the officers are there, and he's reaching down his pants, pulling this meat out, and putting it in the basket. And I watched this whole thing, and this is before I had my cell phone or I'd have videoed it. And the manager took the meat back in the store.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know what happened to the meat once it went back in the store. I hope it was thrown out.
Right.
I hope it was.
You don't want somebody buying that.
No, just like we don't want boob money, we don't want trouser meat, right? In our I don't want to go home and say, honey, well, I got a deal on these steaks. You don't want to know how.
You should have, when she came back out, you should have said, go back in there and see what it sells those steaks for.
Exactly. I know you're marking those down. You're marking those down, right? Buy one, get one free. That'd be. But that just made me think, you know, what was he going to do with that meat? Taking it back in the store? Like, is that going to be evidence at this guy's trial? Like,
yeah.
What's going to happen? I was curious to know. If you know what happened to that trouser meat, please write us and let us know. Because I would like to know what happened.
Oh, trouser meat sounds awful.
I'm sure we'll get some interesting stories
trouser
from that.
Trouser meat and boob money. There you go.
Can't wait to read some of those stories. So write in with your boob money story and your trouser meat story.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So is that going to be about it for today?
I think so.
All right, guys.
I mean, I've got more, but they're kind of maybe a little more returns related. Returns is a whole different animal.
Yeah. And Amy jotted that down. So coming up, we will have an episode where we talk about returns and how much we hate returns.
Yes.
So, guys, as always, like us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, follow us, go to Lineup Media FM, check out the podcast that they have there, subscribe to us on iTunes. If you listen to us on Stitcher or any other podcast outlet, give us some positive feedback. Let us know what we're doing right, what we need to do better. And we really appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
The Offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff would like to thank you for your support. Please rest assured that our unqualified, unlicensed, and untrained therapists are here for your continued mental health. For additional mental health support materials, please visit our Facebook page and our Twitter account. As always, we thank you for calling. Have a great day.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.